Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's special episode, we will actually do research together on one cryptocurrency that we think is quite interesting. So in order to do research, we will talk about the 6x6 method. And this means basically that we're talking about these 6 points and answer these 6 questions. However, it might be that we have to split this episode into multiple parts. So we will look at the team, the advisors, maybe the technology, the product, or the roadmap today. And the other parts we will look at in a second episode. So let's look at OmiseGo. OmiseGo is the cryptocurrency we want to research today. It has gained a lot of steam in the, in the last couple of days. It has gained a couple of percentage points because it has gone up from around 15, 16 US dollars to even close to 20 US dollars, and is currently at 1986 with a gain of 10% in the last 24 hours. Now, what exactly is OmiseGo? So the first step we always do is we look at the website, check out to understand what exactly the coin is all about. So title says Unbank the Banked with Ethereum. OmiseGo is a public Ethereum-based financial technology for use in mainstream digital wallets that enables real-time peer-to-peer value exchange and payment service agnostically across jurisdictions and organizational silos. Very long sentence. Designed to enable financial inclusion, disrupt, blah, blah, blah. So basically what OmiseGo wants to do, and they explain it here as well, so they want to create kind of their own blockchain, which should be a decentralized a decentralized exchange. It should be a liquidity provider mechanism, clearinghouse, messaging network, and asset-backed blockchain gateway. So this is the main idea of the OmiseGo blockchain. The second part that they will offer is a white label wallet SDK. So the OmiseGo white label wallet SDK will allow a diversity of payment solutions to be easily deployed on the robust OmiseGo network. So you have on one side, you have the blockchain from OmiseGo that includes the decentralized exchange and asset gateway and all of these things. And on the other side, you have the wallet SDK that will allow other people to actually build on top of this blockchain. So this is basically what it is. Then they link to the white paper. And this is when we do research, this is actually one of the first few areas that we start doing research. So we go through the white paper in detail. And if we look at here, Joseph Poon, who is actually the co-author of the Lightning Network, but we'll come to that later, and the OmiseGo team wrote this white paper in 2017. OmiseGo is building a decentralized exchange, liquidity provider mechanism, clearinghouse, messaging network, and asset-backed blockchain gateway. OmiseGo is not owned by any single one party. Instead, it is an open distributed network of validators which enforce behavior of all participants. It uses the mechanism of a protocol token to create a proof of stake blockchain to enable enforcement of market activity amongst participants. A high performance distributed network enforces exchange across asset class from fiat backed issuers to fully decentralized blockchain tokens, ERC20 style, and native cryptocurrencies. So in the white paper, they actually on one side explain a bit of the problem and what the general situation is, and then they offer their view and their perspective on how they would like to implement such a thing. It is fairly non-technical. There is a few graphs and graphics where they explain how this, for example, the clearinghouse part works, or how the whole thing works with Lightning Network. But other than this, there is not really a lot of technical detail in this white paper. This is good, but also bad. It's good because for all you non-technical or non-mathematical people, this gives you a very good overview over the project. For people who actually want to dive more into the technology, this can be a bit off-putting because it is not really clear what differentiates OmiseGo from, let's say, another cryptocurrency and another platform. So this is always one thing you should check out first. Now, one of the big things is Omisa has been a big believer in Ethereum and its family of technologies, contributing funding to the foundations, dev grants, and such things. Now, Omisa Go will be built on Ethereum. This is clear from the white paper. It's also clear from the web page, and this brings a certain territory with it. So obviously, the Omisa Go team will need to be quite fluent in Solidity, which is the native language of Ethereum, and all of these things. So in order to build on top of Ethereum, they need to know this platform quite well. And considering that Ethereum is number two on CoinMarketCap, this is actually not bad, because Ethereum is one of the biggest cryptocurrencies or platforms out there. So building on top of giants is actually not a bad thing. Now, Omisa Go's special situation is that Omisa Go actually got founded after the payment company Omise. So Omise was founded in 2013, is a venture-backed payments company operating in Thailand, Japan, Singapore, and Indonesia, with rapid expansion plans to neighboring countries across Asia Pacific. Now, if you look at Omise, the payment company, and they say what they do here is accept and process payments, friction-free for buyers to navigate, hassle-free for you to integrate and maintain. So as you can see already from the screenshots, it allows you to accept payments. It is a payment gateway from what we understand here. Yeah, it looks like a payment gateway, and they have no monthly fees, no setup costs, but they are asking for a hefty transaction fee, which is, I mean, hefty, yes, but it's kind of normal, I would say, for these kinds of services. However, it depends on the type of country here as well. So if you're in Japan, it's actually much cheaper. Singapore is a bit more expensive, and Thailand is almost the most expensive out of the three. Now, we would dig a bit deeper in our research, at least, to really understand what Omise, the company, does, how their product works, and also to understand what the motivation behind Omise's team was to build something like Omise Go. So why does a payment gateway provider need to expand into cryptocurrency and blockchain? Here we can see the investors. We won't look at this, we'll look at this later. And here the first interesting or second interesting part begins, the management team. So we have Jun Hasegawa as the CEO, we have Donny Harinsuth as the COO, both founders and co-founders. Then we have Wendell Davis as product designer, Thomas Greco as special advisor, and Vansa Chattikavani as a managing director. And before we jump into the team, let's look at the advisors. So already we talked about Joseph Poon. He is the Lightning Network co-author. So the white paper for the Lightning Network has been co-authored by him. And he also wrote the white paper of Omise Go. So already a big name in the advisory board. Then obviously Vitalik Buterin, he is the founder of Ethereum. Very big name in the Ethereum, in general cryptocurrency community, but especially he's the face of Ethereum. Dr. Gavin Wood, he is the co-founder of Ethereum, and a lot of like known people, founder of Golem here, Casper, research lead, and what do we have here? Roger Ver, he's the CEO of Bitcoin.com. He was the co-creator of Bitcoin Cash and proponent of Bitcoin Cash and all of these things. So it's actually, the advisory team is quite strong. So if you think about, and this ties into what we said about Ethereum, if they're building on Ethereum, their advisory board is actually quite strong, because they have literally the creators of Ethereum on their advisory board. So one phone call and they could actually help them with, be it with technical problems or problems with Ethereum in general. Now, one thing we always look at is the C-level team and the management team, and look at what their backgrounds is, because in order to lead a cryptocurrency startup or project to success, we want to see what the track record of these people were before. So for example, June or Donnie, what kind of companies have they created before? Have they worked in finance before? Have they worked in fintech before, in blockchain startups? All of these things. So the first thing we do is Google them and really try to understand where they're coming from. So here, June is a CEO founder of Omise, obviously, and also of Omise Go, as we can see here. So he is the founder CEO of Omise, then Omise the company here. And so for 4 years or 10 months, he has been founder and CEO of Omise. So what did he do before? So we can see here, Life Me. He was a co-founder CEO there as well. And if we actually Google Life Me, we can't really find what the site is up to. So the site is actually not working anymore. Or was. Actually, it looks like maybe we can translate this, but it looks like the site has moved, something like this. This would obviously translate and then look into, but generally when we did research, LifeMe site was not online, and it was a project for tracking. I think it even says it here. A new tool that helps you passionately strive towards your hopes, dreams, while helping you monitor all aspects of your life. Quite an ambitious project. When people think about their lives, what important aspects come to mind? Family, friends, health, money, assets, jobs. And so there is the other co-founder is still listed as a marketing director. It looks like actually the company is defunct since then. So they have raised these 100K, but since then the company is defunct. I think he was here between 2008 and 2013 for 4 years, 8 months. He was CEO and co-founder, but there is actually nothing here. Next up, we see Alpha Do Incorporated, which is an IT as an IT solution manager from 2000 to 2008. So before actually working at LifeMe, he also worked as a director for Alpha Do. Now here again, bit difficult to understand what Alpha Do is, because if you actually Google it, you don't get a lot of results. So what you see here is a planning and production company that focuses on printing, planning, editing, and advertising services. Again, not really anything to do with cryptocurrency or blockchain or financial tech for that matter. But what is interesting is if we look at Donnie, he is the CEO and co-founder of Omise. If we look at his profile, we can see that he was actually also working at AlphaDo for a similar amount of time, actually. He was working as an international trading manager, and here the question is, what exactly does that mean? I know that here in the translation it said that he worked with those technologies. However, as an international trading manager, I'm not really sure why you would use certain programming languages or scripting languages. So this was a bit a weird stop, but to be fair, that was they started 13 years ago, so I would judge them more on their latest venture, which is technically Omise. So this is already, in my opinion, quite positive that these guys have worked together on their previous startup, and this means that the co-founder fit is actually there. There is the statistics that 9 out of 10 startups fail, and actually a lot of the reasons why they fail is because of co-founder disputes. So this is always a main thing you should look at. Is it a single founder, a multiple founders? What is the relationship between the founders and all of these things? So this is definitely important if you look at it. Now, if we go on, as I said, we'll probably jump over the technology product part here, but we will jump into the roadmap part a little bit. So first of all, you need to Google the roadmap, because on their page, it does say product, but doesn't really show you the roadmap here as far as I know. Yeah, it's not really linked. So we can quickly jump into the product. Maybe we can judge this page quickly. So if you click on product, you get to this page where they offer you a wallet SDK. Now here they give you kind of ideas of how you could use this. So the wallet SDK is flexible in all respects. Create your own styles and designs, embed your apps, payments, transfers, loyalty, reward points, cross wallet transactions, so earn points, win prizes, collect rewards. So they are definitely going for that loyalty reward aspect, but they're also looking at international remittances. And the thing is, the cool thing about, or the general idea behind Omisego is actually that as long as they built the network behind it, you can actually use the Omisego blockchain for all of these types of things. So you can use it for remittances. If you want to send money to a foreign country, you can also send money to your friend. But at the same time, you can use the same blockchain to actually create a loyalty point system. So that's actually quite interesting. But like I said, I will I won't jump too much into the product and the technology here. Let's go into the roadmap. So roadmap here, we have found it's on Medium. The question is always, why don't they post the roadmap on the website? So this has been from October 2017. And our report on BlueAlpineResearch.com is actually reflecting this. So one of the things they did, so after the ICO was last year in summer. After the ICO, the roadmap came out towards autumn, towards fall. And what they did is they got inspired by the board game Go, which is an old Chinese board game. And they built this entire roadmap with moves from the roadmap, from the Go game, sorry. And every part of the roadmap, so let's say Fuseki and Sente, the first two milestones, Fuseki and Sente, are in respect to the white label wallet SDK. In the game Go, Fuseki represents the whole board opening, enabling various development and strategies on the board to take place. At Omisego, we refer to our first milestone as Fuseki because it is the opening of to our series of deliverables. Now, and you will see, if you, we will link this roadmap article, you will see here, if you read through this roadmap, it is almost philosophical. And I mean, for a complex product like this, I would have expected a bit more of a clearer roadmap on when what will be reached and at what stage. Of course, they are mentioning Q1, Q2 here, but I would actually love to see the entire roadmap a bit more detailed instead of having it on a more philosophical way of looking at it. Now, even if we go to Reddit, which is always a good way of getting another good opinion on the community, the roadmap, the team, all of these things, Reddit is always a great post to just check out. Now, one cool thing or interesting thing will be that you will read here that if you read through the comments, people are actually a bit unimpressed. So the roadmap is more or less clear, but the problem is it's too philosophical. So where people and investors, and you maybe as well, would expect cold hard facts here and the roadmap to really see, okay, I know what Omisego is. I know they have a great team. I know they have a great advisory board. But where exactly are they going to go? Like, what's the next step, and how clear is it? Because I would say it's very, very important for a company to be able to communicate a vision. Obviously, Omisego has this huge vision of banking the unbanked. And this is a very broad vision that we would like to see together with a roadmap, because like this, it's a bit too on the wishy-washy side, not really fixed, and that is a bit of a problem in my opinion. And you can really see this as well in the community. So if you read through those comments a bit, if you Google a bit for the roadmap, this is actually the main main argument against the roadmap from Omisego. So What we would love to see is maybe a V2 of this roadmap from OmiseGo. I think changing roadmaps or like adjusting roadmaps every half a year makes sense, because you have more information, you have more information about the progress, about the team, all of these things, and based on that you can actually release a new roadmap. Hopefully it will be a bit clearer, less on the philosophical side, and then the investors will be happy as well. Now we looked at the team, we shortly looked at the advisors, we a little bit looked at the product, and at the roadmap we had a look as well. I will link all these things in the description, or for the podcast listeners, in the description show notes. And I would say in the next episode, we'll look a bit more at the partnerships, the news, the ease of availability, and we will answer some of these questions. So stay tuned for part two of OmiseGo review, and like this video, subscribe to the channel so that you're informed when we drop this second video, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.